Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Over the past few weeks, we've had this informal series where we examine how you can get motivated about your money. Today's interview is with someone whose career has been about educating and empowering others. Dr. Barbara O'Neill is a professor of Rutgers University, an extension specialist in financial resource management, and a co-author of Money Talk, a financial guide for women. She joins us today to talk about the important financial basics women need to know about their money, why insurance matters so much, resources available to educate yourself, and how small changes can add up to big transformations. I think it's a wonderful interview to end our education and empowerment series. If you're looking for an overview about how to square away your finances, Money Talk is that resource. It's deliberately thorough. While overall the material is beneficial to most people, it is designed to help women. The book addresses some financial situations women tend to deal with, such as longer life expectancy, gaps in their employment, and lower wages. But before jumping in with the numbers, Money Talk opens up with the emotional connections that we have with money. I asked Dr. O'Neill about the thought process behind the design of the book structure.
Sure. Well, we tried to think about the whole process of financial management and how people make decisions, and also kind of have topics that build on top of one another. So we just thought it kind of made sense to kind of have the first chapter be about basic topics. And not all of them are really just about money, but what kind of drives our decisions about money. So we focus in on values, you know, what's important to people, you know, because the values that people have are going to drive the decisions that they make about how they spend their money and also how they spend their time, which sometimes affects how they spend their money.
Yes.
So we wanted to put values in. We wanted to have goal setting be a major topic in that first chapter because, again, goals should be part of your financial planning, if you're saving for a trip or retirement or whatever it might be. And then the other thing we really wanted to put in there was a section that we called Understanding Your Relationship with Money, and that looks at the influences that people have, even going back to their childhood, you know, what they learned from their parents and some of the money messages that they have received over the years. So we just thought that was a good place to start. We also included information about managing credit, because again, that's a major topic as well, and people's finances. So we just kind of saw it as some basic topics and then building on them from there.
After opening up, a good sized section of Money Talk is about insurance. Something that might not be on most people's minds when they're first starting to work on their finances, but Dr. O'Neill believes is something that should be on their to-do list.
Well, it's an important topic for everyone, but women particularly have some issues, and that's really why we put the whole book together, is because women do have very unique issues related to lower average earnings, longer life expectancies, caregiving responsibilities, and all those things have a major impact on our finances. But with respect to insurance, women tend to live longer. So we wanted to make sure that we had information about long-term care and insurance that might be purchased to address that risk, and also disability. And there's a lot to know about insurance, so it didn't take much to fill up a whole chapter when you think about the different types of insurance that people need, their property insurance for their home and their car, their health insurance. Of course, disability is a type of insurance that a lot of people don't have good coverage for. Long-term care, umbrella insurance on your property. There's just so much that it really needed its whole chapter.
Another essential topic covered is investing. Not just with one section in Money Talk, but with two. The first part explains the fundamentals of stocks, bonds, and funds and their roles in a portfolio. It also clears up risk tolerance and how that can affect investment choices. Once that's cleared away, Money Talk shows how diversification and asset allocation are important to your portfolio composition. So if you're struggling or trying to figure out what's the best way to invest, this is definitely a must read.
The reason that we have the two is that there is a lot to know for investing. And we wanted to make sure that we included everything. So what we did is we had the first chapter be kind of an overview of investing and the different types of investments people might make, like stocks and bonds and mutual funds. And then the next chapter, as you said, kind of focuses in on retirement. And we also have some information in that chapter about some planning tools that people can use, like the ballpark estimate calculator. And again, it's really just trying to get information out and not try to cram it all into one chapter, but to kind of space it out and have people digest it along the way. And again, everything is kind of building on what came before.
So if you're looking for an overview of finances, Money Talk can be a great starting point. Besides her book, Dr. O'Neill shared some other wonderful resources you may want to check out.
Well, there's a couple of organizations that really focus in on women's finances. One that I'm a big fan of is it's a group called WISER, and it's Women's Institute for Secure Retirement, and they're based in D.C., and they have a number of programs that go on, and I think they do some research, too, that's kind of related to women's issues. And you know, some of the disparities that you see in income and in particularly in assets built up for retirement. So I'm a big fan there. Of course, Cooperative Extension, where I work, we have a national network of extension educators, and we do programs in the community, so people might check with their local Cooperative Extension office to see if there are any classes or other services that are provided. So in some of our states, we even have money mentors that work with people to help them with their finances. And then, of course, you mentioned my book, and that's available for free downloading. So if somebody were just to Google Rutgers Money Talk, it probably would come up right away because it's on our website. And our entire book is available for free downloading, so people can look at as much or all of it as they want. There's also information about how to order it, because if you want the whole book, it's probably cheaper to buy the book than it is to buy a bunch of inkjet cartridges. you might just want to, you know, have it all bound in one place rather than printing out a whole, you know, because it's about 132 pages, I think, so that's a lot of printing out to do. So that's a resource as well. I mentioned the ballpark estimate. I mean, that's not just for women, but of course it's a nice tool for retirement planning. There also was a course that was developed a few years ago by a colleague of mine, and it was called Wise Up, and it was like the S had a dollar sign instead of an S, and it was Wise Up, and it was really geared toward young women, so women that were, you know, in their 20s and 30s that still had a lot of time. So I'm just looking at it here, Wise Up, financial education program for women. So I would recommend that as well. If you want something that really kind of speaks to you and the stage of life that you're in and the questions that you have and the issues that you're trying to address in your life. So, find one that works for you.
Sometimes when you have so many options and decisions to make, it can be paralyzing. But if you too can commit to maybe changing one habit or fixing one bill at a time, it can make it so much simpler, and you'll be moving in a direction that will help improve your finances.
It's really important to just get started somewhere. I think sometimes people just don't know how to start improving their finances, so they just kind of, you know, deer in the headlights, don't do anything. So small steps really make a difference. We have another book called Small Steps to Health and Wealth, which, again, people could Google that and find that, and that, too, is all online. And we just really talk about small things. So try to do one thing every day to improve your finances, even if it's no more than putting a dollar bill and maybe your pocket change into a can or a jar. Mm-hmm. You're doing something to build up your savings. And I'm a big fan of these challenges. So I myself am doing the 52-week challenge. So we're now up to like week 40. So now it's getting a little more interesting because now you're saving $40 instead of a dollar during the first week. But at the end of that challenge, you're going to have almost $1,400. So that's not chump change. That's a lot of money that people can have for the holidays. Comes at the end of the year. So just little strategies like that. Just try to do something every day, or at least on the weekends. And every Friday when I kind of sign off from Twitter, I say do one thing this weekend to improve your finances. And that's really important. So whether it's working on a budget or sending off a request for your credit report, those small steps really do add up.
Special thanks to Dr. O'Neill for joining us on the show, and to you for listening. If you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. You can get the latest episodes as soon as they release. It's easy and free. We're on iTunes, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. And next week, it begins. The Family and Finance Series. Instead of a weekly show, we'll have episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays looking at milestones, family issues, and questions many couples are currently dealing with or may have come up soon. Please send in your questions, stories, and tips in to be a part of the series. You can go ahead and leave it at couplemoneypodcast.com or come and chat with me on Twitter or Facebook at Couple Money. I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time, take care.